Monica Amazur podcast, and today I am solo with you here, and we are going to reflect. What I would like for you to get from this episode is a moment of reflection on yourself and your life, and the things that work, and the things that need your attention. Now, the end of this year is near, and some of you are already looking ahead. Some of you are still focused on finishing this year strong, which I'm the second group. I don't finish until it's done. Although I do look ahead, but I'm always present in the moment. So the year is still here, 2023. And the way I wanted to reflect is a little different than the typical way people count their blessings or their accomplishments or their goals and then make a list of things that they still don't have or want to have. Now, I'm a big believer in creating the kind of life that works for you. And how that looks like specifically is 100% up to you, because we all have different values. We all have different guiding principles in our lives. And so there's no such thing as life that works, period. It is life that works for you now at this moment. And so there's no unique way, there's no universal way, I should say, to look at life and judge that this life works and this life doesn't work. You have to reflect for yourself. But there is one thing that, in my opinion, applies to all humans. And that is, and this is going to sound very, it's just used too much. And that is the balance in life. It's used too much and it's thrown left and right. And people don't really know what it means, or they typically don't stop to think about what does it mean to have balance in life. And I wanted to reflect on it from a few different angles. So as someone who primarily for so many years helped you with fitness and nutrition, I noticed this one trend amongst people who worked with me. And we've talked about it with many clients. And so if you've listened before, you are well aware. And it's this all or nothing mindset. And now that by default will not allow you to have balance in life. Because what it means is that you will focus all your attention on something, in this case, fitness and or nutrition. And other things are not going to be your priority. But then you will leave that area of your life behind to focus on something else, perhaps having children or career or building a business or something else, relationships. And so you are typically, you who are here around, are typically very good at hyper-focusing or zooming in on the thing that you are currently working on. And while that's totally fine, and this kind of focus is required in order to create things in life, what doesn't work with this approach is leaving the other areas behind completely. Because while I believe that there's no such thing as having a perfectly divided attention and perfect balance, if you will, so say there are five areas in your life: health and fitness, relationships, money and career and business, and personal, whatever other spirituality goals you have, family, whatever other areas or whatever other things that are important to you, say that there are five, there's no such thing as you're going to have a perfect balance between all of them. Now, my commitment and the way I live is to have balance where none of these areas go to 0% and none of these areas take my 100% attention. Why? Because it doesn't work. Fitness is a very simple example, and I've seen it on clients for so many years, where they would start working on their fitness and everything else would go on their back burner. Whether that be relationships or career or their business, they would be just so focused on fitness. And then they would get somewhere. And typically, that's an interesting thing. Actually, I didn't want to expand on this, but since we are here, a lot of you think, or prior to us working together, so maybe if you're not working with me, a lot of you thought that in order to achieve success and results and be effective in your fitness and health and weight loss, muscle building, fat loss, you must absolutely 100% direct your attention just to that one topic, and it has to be a struggle. You've struggled with fitness, chances are, for many years. And again, this will apply to some of you, not all of you, because if you are a client and you've learned my ways, you'll know better. But if you haven't, or if you just started working with me, that might be new to you. So listen in, because maybe you'll get something you haven't seen before. So many years, fitness was a struggle. For so many years, fitness was a struggle for you. Health, eating, training. And this all or nothing mindset applied to that area of your life. And so to some of you, and I've seen it again on clients in the past, having fitness be easy, my way, having a plan, 45 minutes a day, Monday to Friday, simple eating, you have flexibility, you don't have to track anything, you don't have to get obsessive, pick real food, have some fun here and there, that's that. That is too easy for you. You are used to struggling. And so what I've seen happen, and not once, not twice, and I could literally tag people here. I mean, not tag because it's a podcast, not social media. But I could literally say, you, and you did this, and you quit, and you regressed. And sometimes you came back to me, and sometimes you're still struggling somewhere on the sidelines. So maybe this is going to be something to wake you up. But you are so used to fitness being a struggle. And subconsciously, you know yourself as someone who is either chubby or not fit or someone who's struggling with weight. And so this territory of being a fit person, or this territory of this like idea of not struggling and getting easy results with fitness is so foreign to you that you will sabotage your results. You absolutely will, and I've seen it. You either commit to doing 75 hard or running a marathon while you're on a fitness journey where fat loss is your goal, or whether you are doing something extreme and you suddenly pick up additional entire training program in addition to what you're doing, and other things. And what happens is, because you were not used to, you didn't know yourself as a fit person or as a person who lives in a fit body, as a person who's not struggling with exercise and food, you did not, it was too foreign, too much for you to handle, because this identity is foreign to you. You sabotage yourself, and then you're back to struggling, and then, you know, this area is not important to you suddenly, and you're doing some other things, and it's the yo-yo of all or nothing, and then your attention goes elsewhere. And so that is a pattern I've seen many, many times. And I used to take it, not personally, but I used to really struggle seeing people make these mistakes. It's almost like, you know, I don't have kids and I don't have any desire to having kids, although my dogs are my kids, so that's a side note. I felt like a mother who is letting her kid fail. That's not the kind of relationship when I'm coaching someone. But back in the day, it really hurt me. It really hurt me. It's not that I took it personally, maybe at the very beginning of my training and coaching career, but it really was tough for me to see people struggle because they didn't know themselves as great as I knew they could be. I saw their potential, but they didn't see their potential. It was too bright for them. It was too easy for them. It was too much for them to be this person. They didn't know this person before. Either their entire life was around being chubby or unfit or struggling with fitness. And a lot of times, they did not want to address the next area of their life. So perhaps their marriage wasn't working, perhaps their work was not fulfilling, perhaps there was something else they should have been addressing in their lives, but they did not want to take that next step and address their relationship, their marriage, their work. They wanted to be wrapped up in fitness. And it's so, so clear to me, because it would be, you know, someone who finally is getting the kind of results they've never had before. Finally, they're so proud of themselves. And it's so clear to see when you're not proud of yourself, when you are ashamed of your body, and it's very common. I mean, people don't pay attention to what they're eating. They don't pay attention to what they're drinking, and more. And so they don't care for their physical bodies. So of course, then they are not proud of how they look. They don't feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And so it's very clear when they don't have the confidence, when they don't post pictures of themselves, when they hide behind their children, when they stand, their body language is very clear to see. And now, respectively, it's very easy to see when someone is confident, when someone is proud of themselves, when someone, you see that accomplishment in how they carry themselves. And so I would see that. And then shortly after, that would be the, that would be the fall. That would be the fall of the kingdom. And what would happen is they would not continue this way because it was too easy for them, in the sense of the struggle wasn't there. It was too foreign to them, in the sense that they didn't know themselves as this fit person, and they just sabotaged themselves. And sometimes that was exactly that. They were not ready to address the next step, because the weight, the fitness, the health always kept them busy, and they didn't want that to be free. They didn't want the time, the attention to be free. They wanted to be wrapped up in that. By the way, competing in bodybuilding is also a way where people run away from dealing with their lives, with their spouse, who they hate, like straight up hate, from their families that they are not enjoying, from the fact that they have no career. They will jump into bodybuilding. Bodybuilding is so extreme, and having done it for so long, I've seen it left and right where people's lives were just in shambles, but they had the body and all their attention was in working on their body. So now, back to reflecting on this year and balance and looking at all the areas of your life. If you want to be the kind of person who's not anxious, who's not dealing with some profound ongoing stress, who's living with ease, you have to make sure that all areas of your life work. Your fitness, your health, your money, your relationships, all of them. You cannot take one area and take it and make it your entire personality. It cannot be fitness. It cannot be work. It cannot be just your marriage. It has to all work in conjunction. That is the only way in which you're going to be able to create life that works, where you don't have stress, anxiety, and this discomfort of something not working. Because here's the thing, you can be committed to doing 20,000 steps every day and lifting and eating on point, but if you hate your husband, you are not going to be happy. Or you could be committed to being the best mother and wife, and you can be amazing cook, cooking delicious meals for your family, and super committed to work. But guess what? If you're obese and you don't care for your body, you don't do anything to feel better and to take care of your health and your longevity, there's no way that your life will work, because always in the back of your head, you're going to have this health concern. You're not going to want to go to the doctor. You're going to struggle in life, and your life will be at the effect of you not being good physically. You can also be highly educated professional with all the degrees, all the certifications, beautiful career, long resumes, books written about you and books that you wrote. But guess what? If your health and fitness is not there, what's going to happen is those certifications will not matter, because subconsciously you will always worry about how people see you. If your health and fitness isn't there, you're going to worry about how people perceive you. You will worry about presenting. You will worry about going places, doing things, because your health will stop you. And so every single area of your life matters. So my advice for you today is to make a list of the areas in your life that are important to you. Health and fitness should be one of them. Career, business, money should be one of them. Relationships, another one. and perhaps a couple more, maybe spirituality, maybe travel, or maybe learning, whatever areas, 4 to 6, maybe 7, that are important to you. The cleansiness of your home and your environment, your car, the places where you go, where you live. And after you do that, now my dogs are going to be loud. And after you do that, oh, they're sleeping. I thought they're going to be loud. We're getting lots of Amazon deliveries because I am traveling to Poland in a couple of days. But they must be sleeping. Anyways, I thought they're going to be loud. You should make a list of all the areas of your life that you have at glance and look at what works and what needs your attention. And I'm not saying that you should divide your attention 10%, 10%, 10%, 10%, 10% to all the 10 areas, or that you should go 20, 20, 20, 20, 20 to all the 5. But you should not have an area of your life that requires 50% while the other one is getting 0 or 1%. You should look at all the areas and address them at the same time simultaneously. Chances also are that as a high achiever, you are hyper-focused in one area. Maybe that's your health and fitness. Maybe that's your education. Maybe that's your career, money, or business. And something else is lacking. And trust me, I'm the prime example for so, so many years of my life. My work and my career was huge. I mean, it still is a hugely fulfilling area of my life. And also fitness. But then the other ones, for example, travel, family, and relationships were lacking. Now, you have to address them all. As someone who's been there, who's done it, I can tell you that 1, it's possible, and 2, it is necessary. If you need help with this, reach out and we can set you up for life performance coaching, either one-off or ongoing. I'm here to help you with this. This is something that's super duper fulfilling to me. And seeing clients having done this, has been extremely fulfilling because not only those areas that didn't work, you can put workability in those areas very quickly, but also the other areas that are working will suddenly blossom even more. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. If this resonated, go ahead and share it on your social. Leave me a beautiful review or give me 5 stars and also share with someone who could benefit. I appreciate you being here and I appreciate you connecting with me on social media. Have a great rest of the year and I hope that 2024 will be a year when you are going to be happy, healthy, and the best you can be. And I can help you with that as well.